Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Dalet. The Gemara towards the bottom of Amar Aleph brings the klal that's brought in other places in Shas of Kluto Kimishahon Chadamya, meaning that something which could be flying through the air, we look at it as if it's nach, as if it's stationary, as if it's on the ground. The Gemara is using this to explain why, although normally you need to have a akira or a hanacha from a makam dalet al dalet, if you hold Kluto Kimishahon Chadamya, then you could have an akira and a hanacha, even though there's no physical akira or hanacha from a physical makam dalet al dalet. Now there's a machlokes rishonim, really a hakira that the achrayim ask and say that it's machlokes rishonim. How do you understand kluto kimishahon chadamya? Do you say that although the chepetz is flying through the air, we look at it as if it's on the ground, or do you say that even though it's not on the ground, we see it as stationary, we look at it like it's motionless at a place in the Rishus where it has to be on Shabbos to be mechayev you for an akira and a hanacha. Now, if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel here on Daf Dalet, the Rabbeinu Chananel says it's as if it's munach bekarka, and the Achronim, the Avnei Nezer, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and other Achronim bring Rashi's in Maseches Erevin and Maseches Gittin. Rashi also says clearly that we look at a kluto kimishahoncha as if it's actually on the ground. It's kmunach ba'aretz. However, the Achronim point out that Tosfos on our daf dalet amud beis clearly holds that kluto kimishahoncha damya is not as if it's on the ground. Because Tosfos says that I could have something which is flying through a rishos l'mayla miyur, which is a mokim tor, and the din of kluto kimishahoncha damya is gonna pater you, meaning we're going to look at it as if it landed in a makim tor. If you tell me that kluto kimishahoncha damya is if it's on the ground, then it's impossible to say that when something is flying through a makim tor, meaning it's lamailam yiran rishos harabim, which doesn't have a din of rishos harabim, has a din of a makim tor, if you're going to say it's nach on the ground, then how's it possible to say that you're going to be pater as if it's nach in a makim tor? Must be, Tosfos holds, that kluto kimishahoncha damya doesn't tell us that the chepetz is nach ba'aretz, or nach bekarka. Rather, we look at it like it's nach ba'avir. It's nach at least in the rishos that it's in at that time. And the Avnei Nezer says that Tosfos, who doesn't want to say like Rashi, that kluto kimishahoncha means that it's nach ba'aretz, the yisoid and the makar for this shita comes from a different shita that Tosfos has regarding a sugya on daf pei and daf kof by Mizgalzel. If someone throws something and it lands, and the discussion there is where it's Havaras Dalet Amis and Rishus HaRabim, and the Chepetz landed past Dalet Amis, but it never stopped rolling. And before it stopped rolling, it rolled into a place that ended up being less than Dalet Amis away. So the Mishnah over there says that Yechayiv. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf says that Yechayiv, because the first Hanacha that it had was Chutz Midalet Amis, even though it kept on rolling. And the Gemara discusses that it wasn't Nach. So how's it possible that it could be chayiv? And the Gemara says that it was nachal gabi mashahu. It did stop a little bit. Akulpanim, in that sugya, it's mavur, shitas ha-toisvis, that something which keeps on rolling and is not nach mitru asai, keeps on rolling, it never stopped moving, even though it's on the ground, is not considered nach. However, Rashi in that sugya says that something which is on the ground and it's not nach mitinu wasai, has a din nach. The only thing which doesn't have a din nach is something which is in the ear and it keeps on going. But once something hits the ground, even though it's not nach mitinu wasai, it has a shein nach on the karka. Avnei Nezer says that if kluto kimishahon chadamya means that it's mamish on the ground, I have a chepetz flying through the air. Even if I give it a din that it's on the ground, it's still not nach mitinu wasai, it's still like a mezgalgal. So therefore, Tosfos wouldn't be able to say that kluto kimishahon chadamya is as if it's on the ground. Because even if it's on the ground, it's still moving. And Tosfos' shita is that something that's still moving on the ground doesn't have a shem nach. However, Rashi holds that once something is on the ground, even if it's moving, has a shem nach. So Rashi is able to hold in the sugya of kluto kimishahon chadamya that the chepetz is on the ground. That's the Avnei Nezer's Tliya, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. How to understand Kluta is telling the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to understand something which is not Nach Mitinu Asa, even though it's on the ground, but consider it Nach or not. Now, another nafkamina that the Achrayim say between Rashi and Tosfos, between whether you understand Kutu Gimel Shehuncha as if it's Nach Ba'aretz or it's Nach in the Rishos, in the Avir, is do I see that Nach of Kutu Gimel Shehuncha like it's Nach and Amokim Dalad Al Dalad? And it's really nafkamina how I'm shouting Al Gemara, because Al Gemara is trying to figure out how do I have a Hanacha or an Akira from Amokim Dalad Al Dalad when it's in the Yad of the Balabayas or in the Yad of the Ani. And the Gemara says, with Kluta Gemisha Uncha Damya, I accomplish that I have a proper Akir and a proper Hanacha. Now, there's a Shiloh. Do I accomplish Dalad al Dalad? Or do I not need a Dalad al Dalad? This could be totally in how do you understand Kluta Gemisha Uncha. If Kluta Gemisha Uncha means that it's on the ground, then I accomplish a Dalad al Dalad with Kluta. However, if I say that Kluta Gemisha Uncha means that it's still in the Agir, but it has a Shem Nach, then I'm accomplishing that I don't need a Dalad al Dalad, as long as I have a kluta, kimi shahon chadamya. The stipend on Kehilas Yaakov, Simon Vav, wants to argue and say that even if you say that kluta kimi shahon chadamya means that it's nach in the avir, you still could look at it like it's nach in a makam dalad al dalad. And he explains that just like in a situation where I have a rishus harabim, and I put a kana into the rishus harabim, and on top of the kana I have a makam dalad al dalad, that we're going to see in tomorrow's daf hey, that possible to say that that makam dalad al dalad has a shem rishus hayachid, because we say good achas mechitza, that we say that the top of this makam dalad al dalad, we imagine that there are mechitzas coming down into the rishus harabim. He wants to say the same thing as with kudu kim shahun chadamya. When I have a chayfet, which is nach, even if it's nach in the avir, we say that the bottom of the chayfet is on the floor. Just imagine that the chayfet stretched from its place where it's imaginary being stopped in the Avir, Lamaila Meyod, we say that the Chepetz is stretching and going down, the bottom is on the floor. And the reason why Tosfos is going to say that you're put in that situation is because part of the Chepetz is in a Makam Tor. However, the bottom of the Chepetz is in a Makam Dalad Al Dalad. So Stapler says, even if you say that Klutuk Mishun Chadami doesn't mean that the Chepetz is on the floor. Rather, you say that the Chepetz is in the ear, but the bottom of the Chepetz is on the floor. So Nach in the Avir means that we still see part of the chayfetz in the Makom Tor, in the Avir Lamaila Meyod. However, the bottom of the chayfetz is still on the floor. So you could still say that it's Nach in the Makom Dalad Al Dalad. Have a wonderful day.